I'm going to start voguing in a minute. I'm trying to adjust my mic so you guys can hear me here. Okay, good. That was attractive, I know. All right, it is Tuesday, and it is the 29th of November, 2011, and it is time for another edition of Pixanista, because we are your most famous... We are your most famous pixel fashionistas. I got distracted, I'm sorry. That happens from time to time. I'm Snow White, and you know I'm always on point.
Sure.
Everybody believes that one.
Yeah, being truthful all the time.
I'm Snow White. I'm the innocent one and the one that's always on point.
Never.
I'm choking on all these lies.
No way. Say, see, no. I've got the little girl voice, so I'm the innocent one. They
bullshit, Miss Slut.
Oh, her rip.
Yeah, rip stockings and everything. Anyway, our boss lady, who's in charge of everything, she's just a shizzle like that, is Miss Corey / Gaminatrix. Hi. And she has a hairball, apparently.
Yeah, it's called a lie. I'm drawing stick figures. What are you guys doing?
Are you playing hangman? Okay, anyway.
No, I'm just drawing stick figures because I roll. That's how I roll.
I'd like to hang a few men myself, but moving on.
I know.
And then the one who claims to be innocent but is really lying through her little teeth with band-aids on her boobs.
Okay, who is sending porn in the Sky Channel? This is what I'm wanting.
It's Ginger. Ginger Rock is here also.
No, wait a minute. No, this one is actually not me.
Somebody is sending prawn.
No.
Like everybody's looking at us. Who did it?
I had to look. It wasn't me. Had to make sure, but it really wasn't me this time.
I believe
this
it was you.
Oh, yes, and hello. I am Ginger Rock. I'm sorry, I got this.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know me. I like porn.
I do too. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Preferably if it's with little people.
What?
You know what?
What?
Midget porn.
You talking about midget porn?
I'm done talking to the both of you.
I didn't do it. That was her. That made me go, what? And you know,
done talking to the
both. If it makes me go, huh, then it's got to be bad. I'm just saying.
Done talking to the both. Oh, what was that?
I don't know, but apparently you're hearing things that we're not at all.
Because you are like the whole time, who just hiccuped? What's that? Did you hear that? What's going on, honey? Mm-mm.
Oh, I shouldn't have smoked that crack before the show. Okay. We do have a topic this evening.
And we do.
Yes, and we did have some people that stopped by from Second Life last week. So hopefully you came back again.
We did?
Yeah, we did.
For real?
Y'all know people love us for some odd reason. I have no idea why you all love us, but we appreciate it.
Train wreck, but they seem to like us. I don't know.
It's because, just like any other train wreck, you can't look away.
No, you're probably right.
Okay, us with the itchy eye. All right. Zombie apocalypses. How to avoid them. Wait a minute, wrong show.
Say nice.
No, that's on our... That's our Friday night show, the one we don't have. Okay, so.
Do that.
A zombie apocalypse show? No. We may do some zombie fashions because there are some in Second Life, believe it or not.
Oh, dude, we'll totally have to, like.
I've got several zombie skins. Let's do this.
Okay, where do you find all this shit?
Because that's all she does.
Every time I talk to you, like, oh, girl, I found this. I found this hot skin, or I found these elf ears. Or, I'm surprised you don't have, like, a tentacle avatar for hentai or something.
She does.
Oh, my God.
Monster avatar, actually.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I am so done with you. I am I was being a smart ass.
Yeah, see, and then you got called out because she does. I am just the one. I just like my big hats. These two here. And I don't know why Snow's trying to act like she don't do nothing. We're not going to talk about you and your dolly avatar with the.
Hey, I never seen anything with that Dolly avatar. Awesome. Thank you very much.
I found her on the marketplace, by the way, and I downloaded.
Isn't it pretty, though?
She is rather pretty, but I'm going to need her to be brown. I need to brown Barbie Dolly avatar people.
Oh, it's coming, honey. It's coming. They're just...
And I want her to have a fro, and I want her to be named Foxy Brown.
I'm going to have to say no to that.
No, she needs to have a fro. Her name needs to be Foxy Brown. And she needs some theme music.
Creepy gothic dolly avatars where you look like a little anime doll, like teeny tiny little anime doll.
No, I don't think I like that.
That's just kind of interesting. I wanted one until I noticed it was like, I don't know, 600 linden for the
shape.
Are
you mean like the little tiny avatars?
Yes.
Oh, those are adorable.
Yes. This is like creepy gothic.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
There's something wrong with y'all.
Cool.
There's something wrong with y'all.
Yes, there is. Bless you. That is so cute.
Bless you. Did she sneeze?
Oh, she's been sneezing.
She's been hanging around me now. Her sneezes are sounding like mine.
I've sneezed like that my whole life. What are you talking about?
Oh, so you were just picking on me. My sneezes. Okay, I see.
That's right. Because I can do that. Anyway, so don't we have something to talk about today?
Yes, we do. We have got IP rights.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to explain what IP rights are for our lovely people who have no idea what the fuck we're talking about?
I have the right to pee. No.
Oh, this is something we discussed on our Thursday night show many times. But we've been saying whenever we figured out what this show here was going to be, that we would discuss it. So I thought this would be the perfect time to jump in and discuss it. Intellectual property. Now, obviously, intellectual property applies to more than just clothes and Second Life, but clothing seems to be where most of the fighting happens when it involves IP. But let me run it down for you right fast. Yes, that was very country. Let me
break it down, girl. Break it down. I'm sorry.
Did you pop your chest when you were
I did. I was, you know how I do? Okay.
Yes, I do.
You know how I do?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm done. Good night. My notes and go. Okay. By the way, I still have the hit out on that person that you told me. No, her name is still on my screen. Do I need to take it?
Good. Let's keep it that way.
Mm-hmm. D-E? Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay, so in Second Life, this is according to the Second Life Wiki, it reads the introduction to IP rights, says, in Second Life, we hope creators will use their imagination to make original content. Some create things that are inspired by real-world objects like cars and jewelry. And they're saying when you do that, please make sure you're not improperly using another's intellectual property, for example, a trademarked logo or brand name, a distinctive product appearance known as a trade dress, characters or material from a movie, book, or other copyrighted work, or a celebrity image or name protected as the right of publicity. As Second Life gets larger, we receive more questions about intellectual property in Second Life. So, that's the start of it. Now, as anybody can tell you, this is not enforced.
No, not enforced at all. As you can see, the market flooded with crappy stuff.
Yeah. Not just crappy stuff, but think about the fact that, what was it? What was my last skin? Oh, yeah, my last skin. It was supposed to be Naomi Campbell, but I bore a striking resemblance to Tyra Banks,
mm-hmm.
hair and all. And even if, it was not Tyra Banks and it's supposed to be Naomi Campbell, why is Naomi Campbell's likeness allowed to be used? And I'm pretty sure if she knew, she would have punched all of us because, she likes to punch.
That woman's got a temper. Keep her away from phones is all I'm saying. She's not allowed to have a phone.
Mm-hmm. Or anything. But
anything she can fit in her hand, she's not allowed to have. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I have to give her props for being so beautiful and have people afraid of you.
I have a question about that. All right, so if the skin is a shape and it looks like Naomi Campbell,
mm-hmm.
and but you're not playing her. It's not like you had the name Naomi Campbell above it, right? So is that actually an infringement? I mean, because anybody can dress like a celebrity. Anybody can be a lookalike if they look enough alike.
True. But now, see, that becomes, again, that becomes like a gray area, because if you remember, we have all the Michael Jackson lookalikes, and wasn't he suing somebody for looking like him?
Yes, you're right.
So if you are, if you are dressing like Naomi Campbell in the world of Second Life, or putting on the skin and looking like her,
mm-hmm.
it is rather difficult to determine if she'd be able to sue. Obviously, the people who made the skin, I think she'd be able to sue, very clearly, because her name, it's bearing her name and likeness. But you, the player, may have some subtle differences. Like, of course, I didn't use the shape. That's why I look more like Tyra than I did Naomi.
Yeah.
But you may have a subtle difference. Your nose may be a different color, hair, that type of thing. And should people outside in the real world have the ability to sue you for something you're doing in-game? What do you two think?
I do. I think so.
Go ahead.
If you are taking somebody's music, if you're taking somebody's artwork, if you're taking something that they've created, even if you are putting it inside a virtual world, you are still making a profit off of it. It wouldn't be a big deal if you couldn't sell your Linden into real money. I think that's where it comes as an issue, is that you can actually make real world profit inside Second Life.
And
if you're stealing somebody's real world work and taking it into the virtual world, making virtual money and then turning the virtual money into real world money again, you might as well be doing the same thing in the real world.
You know, what were you going to say, Miss Snow?
I don't agree.
Okay, continue. Why do you disagree?
I disagree that if somebody is in Second Life and they are doing something that resembles something outside, it's not that big a deal. It's really not, okay? In fact, if I was an artist and I saw someone in Second Life using my likeness, I'd be like, hey, that's freaking awesome. You know? I mean, that would be cool to me. So I don't think... Excuse me, I burped. Ooh. That was very classy. You know me, I'm all class. Anyway, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like you said with the Naomi Campbell likeness, I don't think it should really be a problem because people are going to imitate what they like, and the highest form of flattery is imitation.
Okay, let me interject. Now, what about I see a lot of this now, people that are doing shows as Lady Gaga inside Second Life and getting paid money that probably would, it's not a small amount of money. At one point, I didn't see a whole lot of it, but I see a lot of it now. And the tips alone, they're walking away with, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of Lindens, and they got paid to appear, you know, as Lady Gaga's the one, whoever that girl is, that chick is pulling major paper. She has the clothes, she has the skin, the hair, and even though it's supposed to be a look-alike, a sound-alike, I'm going to say a lot of the time she borrows, you know, she just lets the music play. It's not even her singing.
Yeah, I mean, if it was her singing, I wouldn't have an issue because, I mean, you've got these professional imitators in the real world. They do this. Hello, Vegas.
Right.
But if she is using only recorded music that is actually Lady Gaga singing and she is just an avatar up there dancing around and getting paid from crazy people, then, yeah, I think that's an infringement.
I disagree again. Because, okay, and let me put it to you this way. How many impersonators do you know that actually sing with their own voices? Okay, let me go ahead and do this again. Because most of the best impersonators I've seen, the ones that impersonate women, are men. Okay, they're actually anatomically male. They may not want to be identified as male, but anatomically, biologically, they are male. And when they go on stage to perform, to impersonate these women, they use pre-recorded music because if they tried to do it, they wouldn't be able to pull it off.
Unless they were Adam Lambert.
Exactly. And then he could totally pull it off.
Now, see, let's take this back to the clothing thing, okay, because we have quite a few clothing people that borrow not only the look of the clothes but the names. Like the one of the dresses that I featured was by designer label Gucci, obviously a play on Gucci. The logo looks pretty much, or I think they've changed it, but I think at one time it was very similar. And the Vogue store, I'm not even sure if that's run by Vogue magazine, to be honest with you.
I don't know. And I saw, I don't even remember, there was another store I came across recently that had a pretty prominent name. It was like one letter off, though. So at least they were trying to be a little bit different, but
So now, let's assume, because I'm going to assume the Vogue store in particular...
Mm-hmm.
Is not run by Vogue magazine. And while they don't use the American Vogue logo, their logo is very similar to Vogue IT, Vogue Italia.
Mm-hmm.
Their clothing, a lot of it comes from Vogue IT. So what would you say if Vogue said, you know, look here, little Second Life designer, stop using our name. Stop using our clothes.
That's the deal, though. You're going to have to hand make those textures. You're not going to be copying textures from Vogue itself. You're going to be hand-making those textures. And so I think that gives them a little bit leeway to do what they want with clothing that way.
Now, if they're copying a designer that's in Vogue, you know, even though they made the texture, it's still going to resemble something real world. Don't you think the real world designer has a right to say, hey, don't steal my stuff and make money off of it? And they're going to make infinitely more money than designer
because
they can sell infinite copies.
creations are different to me. If you create an image is one thing, but a creation that coming out of your head, of your creativity that you made with your hands or you know, you paid people to make or whatever, that's a little different. Because an image, you know, you can't really copyright an image. I know a lot of people try.
Yeah.
Can't really do it. But an actual item, a physical item that somebody is recreating in a virtual world and making money off of, then I might can see where the intellectual property law would come into a play, personally.
How so? Because in strictest terms, it's still just an image. It's just a 3D image.
Well, they're making physical money off of it, though. You know? So it's like, okay, again, imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, if I had made something and I saw somebody recreated in Second Life, I would be flattered. I'd be like, that's freaking awesome. Obviously, because you like my stuff. And if somebody likes it in Second Life, chances are they're going to look for it in real life.
No. Right? No.
What?
So keep in mind, when we're talking about clothes in Second Life. Now, if we were to take this real world, say, you know, Vogue IT, they're not using the designer that designed the person's name, because we all know how this works. The magazine shows off the designer's creation. The person whoever is running the Vogue store, I'm assuming, goes to Vogue IT and looks at the designers and then copies those designers and then puts it all under a Vogue moniker. Okay.
Yeah.
But you couldn't go find this in real life because the price is astronomical. I mean, it's high in Second Life, but to say real world, I'm going to go and find this gown, it's 4,000 lenses in Second Life. It's going to be $4,000 in real life, and it's made for a very tall, skinny woman, and there's no way I'm fitting into this.
That's true.
Again, the designer, whoever it may be, could say, you know, you are making money from me. I'm losing, even though they're not really losing money per most likely, the person that's looking at this can't afford to get it in real life, can't wear it, as I said. But they could say that. You know, maybe the person would feel inspired to, you know, lose weight and look like a stick figure and go and get one of these gowns altered. I don't know. Or maybe buy it for somebody else. So there's an argument to be made. You know, you still stole my stuff. Or say, this is a very, very gray area. And on one hand, it is a compliment to have somebody copy your stuff. But on the other hand, as from a business standpoint, no, I can personally say I would be angry. At least ask me or tell me or show it to me and say, you know, I love your stuff so much. I went and I did this so that I know. I think that's generally how people end up getting sued, when they discover that somebody's borrowing their stuff. Hey, you didn't even say anything to me. You didn't give me the option to even maybe back you and say, hey, you know, you're borrowing my games, my designs for in-game. Let me put this on my website. You know, I'll help you out. And, mm-hmm. you know, you kick me, you know, a couple of $100 here and there. Just, you know, if ever every sale you make. It has to be some type of collaboration. And if you keep in mind also, which one of you was I talking about? There was a couple of people in Second Life who make brilliant things, who just hand it over and give it away.
You were talking to me about that, about the guy who created the original script for the little breeding annoying things now.
The Mirus.
Mirus. I have one. I call it annoying, but yeah.
And as soon as I figure out a script to kill them, all Mirus in Second Life will die.
I will give you mine. I will give you mine.
I can't open them up. They did good, whoever got a hold of the code. But see, that's another one where he was... I don't know if he gave it away for certain, but I'm pretty sure he did. He was one of those people who was like, I just want to better the Second Life world. I don't want to charge. And when he made this, it was very rudimentary. It didn't do half the stuff that it does now. You know, it doesn't the characteristics, breedable characteristics, were not in the script, but it is now. You know how, you know, your Miru says, baby, this one has brown hair. But that wasn't it. But the breeding part, yes, very much there. You know, where they replicate. So I'm assuming that he gave this away, and now the Miru people are making money hand over fist. So then could he go back and enforce IP rights? I don't think so.
I don't know. It depends on whether or not he could. That he gave it away, probably not. But if he could actually prove that his was the base code somehow...
But that's
the deal. I went to the Linden Labs has the Linden Labs goes by the Digital Millennium Copyright Act,
and I was actually reading over this, you know, what to do if you think your item has been stolen inside Second Life. And now I'm saying I have this, and I've totally lost. Oh, no, there we go. To follow notifications. I had it. All right, so you have to identify in sufficient detail the copyrighted work that you believe has been infringed upon. So apparently you have to describe what you made. You have to identify the in-world item that you claim is infringing on your copyright. Provide locations of the in-world item, like the actual coordinates of it. Mm-hmm. You need to provide Linden Labs with a way to contact you, phone number and email address, real world, so people, you know, they can get a hold of you. They're not actually going to, like, come steal you or anything, so calm down. And you also need to provide, like, screenshots, or if you actually bought the item, be able to send it or show it to the Linden Lab authorities. And include in the following statement, I have good faith belief that this use of the copyrighted material described above and contained on the service is not authorized by the copyright owner, its agent, or by protection of law. So, yeah, and you actually have to swear under penalty of perjury that if you're lying,
you're going to jail.
Yeah, because they will come back, because they actually have attorneys, real-world attorneys that handle this.
Yep.
And it's a real-world expense for you. Or for them, they will come back and sue you for lying about this. So, you creators who fight against each other, I've seen your little Twitter wars. Calm down. Your clothes aren't really all that great in the first place. you two know who I'm talking about.
Oh,
I know. Y'all don't. Yeah, yeah. But,
why are y'all trying to dance around who it is? This is why we created this show. Just say the damn names. If your clothes suck, say the clothes suck.
All right. Bitch tell. And somebody else, I can't think of the name of them off the top of my head. Those two, y'all's clothes are really not that great. And y'all are fighting over Twitter. Stop it. Just stop it.
What are they fighting about?
Apparently they used to work together. They no longer work together. And, yeah, yeah, they had, like, a great big Twitter war over whose clothes are better. And I was like, really? Neither one of yours. Thank you.
How about y'all give them away for the price that they are deserving? Zero.
And I still try to be good, and, you know, I find things and pictures over there every once in a while. I think, oh, you know what, this looks like this might be all right. And I buy it, and I get it home, and I put it on, and it's like, you know, I knew better.
I knew better than to buy this.
You are getting safe, because, you know what, it only takes one bad outfit from a store for me, and I am never shopping again.
Okay, you know what, I thought that was just me, because...
Alter ego, there we go. It was bitch tail and alter ego that were fighting over.
You thought that was just you? No.
I thought it was just me. Like, I get one bad outfit, I'm like, I am never going back there again.
That's why I don't shop at Gutter Pup anymore.
Oh, yeah.
They send out pictures, and it looks so cute in the picture, and then I put it on, and I'm like, you photoshopped this bitch.
Of course they did. Next time, let me see the picture. I'll tell you if they photoshopped it. But, you know, Gutter Pup is another one that I used to frequent their store quite often, and I got a skirt from there, and I told her that it didn't fit right, and she tried to snow me. Well, all skirts fit like that in Second Life. Bitch, give me my money. You know what? I was going to tell you, just let me get something else, but you know what? Give me my money, because now you're trying to snow me. Do you see how old my fucking avatar is? Really? You think I'm going to fall for that?
Bitch, my avatar, who are you talking to? Bitch. Bitch, please. Bitch, please.
Bitch, do you not see my avatar is older than your business? No. No. All skirts are not like this in Second Life. Give me my money. So, yeah, I will not shop at a store. Once you have screwed up, never, ever again do you get my money.
Yeah.
But, see, this is... I am... Okay, we had a chick that successfully sued somebody, and it's in the documentary that we were telling you guys to watch, Life 2.0, where she sued this guy for, he borrowed her clothes and some other things that she was building, homes, and I think hers really falls in a gray area, mostly because she just didn't have her things protected. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Second Life designers don't have their things protected, for one. They also do something very stupid, which is flooding the market with their clothes. Why is it that they've made it possible for people to have inventory and they don't use it?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually seeing more stores start to do this, and that's kind of interesting.
I've seen a couple when I was roaming around making my new Asian chick. I saw people that were a couple of new things like this, the slap boards that Ginger loves so much. Well, now only... Yeah, they will only allow, you know, so many people to slap them, and then it has so many seconds now before it'll give you the item, and then it says get the hell on. Or they'll say, we have five of these, and the next five people that touch it gets this. Or if the next, and then you get store credit to buy this. You know, some people are getting creative, but if you start flooding the market, which is what kind of what happened with this chick, and at the time that she was doing this, she had the ability to. They've always had the ability to protect your things. But some people are greedy. You know, if I make a pair of shoes, instead of saying, you know, I have 50 in stock, I'm going to make sure I just have unlimited. Just buy as many shoes as you want. Eventually, somebody is going to figure out how to get around the fact that this shoe is no copy, no mod. And it used to be, and I'm going to
non-transferable. That's important.
You need to leave it transfer. Well, you know what? I think they took that out. But before, that was the thing that got them. They would make it so that it was transferable. And how did we used to do it? We would take it and transfer it and put it in a box that you made. And once you pulled it out, all the modifications.
I remember that. Yeah.
You could do
anything. Not that I ever did that.
Look here, I will not lie to you. I did. I needed some palm trees, okay? Look. For my island.
Okay, well, I did it, but I did it for the pure reason is I needed to modify the fucking outfit, and I couldn't modify it because my ass was too big, because you know I like an ass. So it wouldn't fit my ass, so I had to take the modify off so I could modify the damn skirt so my butt didn't poke out the back.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, this is before I started. So
Yes. Before you started. You are like newbie.
No, she wasn't even newbie. There was no viewer two when this was around. We're on.
Oh, YouTube. God. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, there was no viewer two yet. So this was how you got... Yes.
Get off my lawn. I don't
So you used to be able to get your copy mod and all that stuff off. You can't now, but eventually somebody's going to figure it out. If you have inventory, it really won't matter. At some point, you're going to be able to keep track of everybody that bought it, and you can easily then track down who had your stuff, who did it. But when the market's flooded, you can't keep track of how many millions of people are playing Second Life and which one decided, you know, I think I want to sell these shoes too. And I think I'm not going to ask you, can I sell them? I think I'm just going to break it and then I'm going to sell it on the marketplace.
Wow.
But it's people who use the damn copy botters that piss me off. Like,
yes. What? Yeah. It's really not that hard to either buy Linden or get a job inside Second Life 2 hours a week, depending on where you work at. You can buy an outfit or two a week.
Look, you don't even have to do that. Like we were saying last week, Needle and Thread has clothes. You can go and buy it and put out of Second Life and color it yourself. Put your name on it, stitch your Second Life husband name, your kid, your dog, whatever you want to put on it, and then put it on, and it's your unique creation. You can even turn around and sell it because Needle and Thread does not care. They're like, here is uncolored. Here is your mesh, your prim, whatever you want to do with it. Take it. As a matter of fact, I used, I don't think it was them, but I used somebody's little mesh prim to make my fascinator, the thing I was all obsessed with the feathers.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's what I used. I shrunk it down and made a little hat, put some feathers in it, and I wear that bitch with my dress, and, you know, it looks like it goes with it. But that's what you're supposed to do. Of course, it cost me about 50 lindens, but that was cheap. Y'all know that's cheap.
50 lindens?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. It was a little hat.
So that's like mini.
Yeah.
Cheap.
So it doesn't make sense to steal on Second Life, but sometimes I gotta tell you, some people say you are stupid. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna steal from you because you're stupid.
Yes.
I have never stolen from anybody. I swear. The only thing I've ever done was that take a damn modify off and fix my skirt's butt and poke out the back.
I have never stolen
from anybody other than Palm Tree. I'll tell you. That place used to have to sell all the garden stuff. I don't think it's around anymore. But they had 4,000 linden palm trees.
I know what you're talking about. Those bitches were expensive.
4,000 linden palm tree. And it was supposed to because that's when they introduced the call seed trees. You don't know what seed trees are. If you pay MOs now, all games, the trees were moving. That company made a bomb because the first place they put seed trees was in Second Line. We were the testing bed. Yeah, but once they did that, people in Second Line started picking the little palm trees and they were in the wind and blah, blah, blah. 4,000 linden. That's one tree. And I got a whole island to cover. Oh, hell no. But in, but out, and I have five of them. I paid the...
Wow.
After
trying to make sure I have to finish the day to do it. But I make sure that whatever I buy is me. I don't want one. I'm going to end up breaking it. I'm going to put it out, and I'm going to get a new copy.
You are.
I can just put the box in and get a new one.
Well, see, I think all that I'm able to, then scripting has changed a couple things that where you can modify, and as long as the box keeps giving you a copy, which is a little different from pulling it out and actually making a copy. I think all of them have that now, which is good because you do need to be able to, you know, play with your thing. But what I don't like is no transfer. You can't modify. I would be fine with no copy with, you know, if I can keep pulling unlimited copies out of the box.
Okay if, you know, if it were no copy but transfer. So, you know, so the minute you lost it, you transferred it, say you bought a pair of shoes, you wanted to give it to your friend, you decided you didn't like them, just give them away or whatever. You know, you bought them.
Or sell them.
Or sell them, because they have the resale tab on the marketplace.
Yes, because I was trying to do that years ago, and it was not working because you didn't have the ability to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember when I bought that land back? I had a store back there, and I was like, I'm going to resell some stuff. And we had hell of a time trying to do that because you could not. Once people were making, and some of the stuff that they were trying to keep you from copying was just ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But it was their shit, though. So, you know, do what you got to do.
But nobody was buying it anyway. Why don't you just give it to me? I'm helping you out. Now, here's another thing I'm concerned about. The copyright laws are intellectual property. A lot of people, I'm seeing this on the marketplace, doing affiliate sales. Like, you buy the vendor. Kind of the same thing they do with Bloodlines. You become an affiliate. You buy the little vendor, and then you put it up. So how does that work? What if I decide to, you know, just... take your stuff and buy up a bunch of it and then put it in my own vendor? Because you could theoretically do that. And it has been happening with Bloodlines. They're not saying anything, but they take little jabs and digs at people who take their things and make other things out of them. Like, both of you played Bloodlines, right?
I have.
No.
Okay, well, Bloodlines has, what is it, the blood vials where you drink?
The little blood shots.
Because you have the blood shots, and you have whoever it is that's on the marketplace has now taken the blood shots, and they've done all kinds of things with it. You can buy a pint of blood and, you know, carry it around with you. You can buy I saw one that was like a Ozarka water cooler thing. But, you know, they just, they're doing
Now that's interesting.
Yeah, they're doing all kinds of things with it. But the Bloodlines people, instead of saying, you know what, either stop it or let us, you know, make you an official Bloodlines vendor, is, I wouldn't use that if I were you.
I think, and I've seen that a lot. And I think the main deal with Bloodlines is because it is such a controversial game, if you want to call it that, system besides Second Life.
It's not controversial. It's annoying as fuck is what it
annoying
is.
Annoying as fuck. There we go. People hate it.
That's their own fault. Y'all know that's the people at Bloodlines.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
It really is. It's exactly, it's a pyramid scheme within the game, and it's retarded.
I can't even say it's a pyramid scheme, y'all guys. I think it's a bunch of people who did something. This is another case of I made something brilliant, and I just don't want to have anything to do with it. They have two Sims, actually, that are exact duplicates of each other that nobody is ever on other than to buy the Bloodline stuff. And it's not because they won't let them. It's because they don't step up.
That's sort of true. Say there is one part of one of the hubs, I think it's Bloodline E. If you go there, there's always a huge party going on, but that's beside the point.
Not just a party, but I'm talking about a role play thing. The whole sim is set up to be for role play.
It is, and nobody uses it. I was so upset, because that's one of the main reasons why I joined Bloodlines. I wanted to get into role play. I totally missed that episode in life somewhere. I never did D&D. I never role played growing up. None of that.
I missed that episode.
I liked it.
I wanted to get into it. I was not up for gore, and then I knew it. And that's like the other most popular thing inside Second Life that most people seem to want to role play is gore. I knew I wasn't up for that yet, so I decided I'd join Bloodlines.
You totally are now, though.
I don't know about that.
She's not ready yet. We're gonna have to take her.
Girl, you can come and be my slave in second. In the
oh, it's like that, is it?
She could be your sister, bitch.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
Yes.
bring Mackenzie because, yeah, I know if I bring the other one, I'll get in trouble.
Y'all can get my ass in trouble or something. I don't know.
We're going to all get in trouble. It'll be
fun. Yes, yes. We'll take Mackenzie then. But, yeah, so I joined Bloodlines, and I was hoping to get into roleplay, and I found out, you know what, these people don't roleplay. As close as it came to roleplaying was somebody, like, trying to get all, like, sexified and whatnot, biting me, and I was like, no. Bite, get your blood, and get off.
You have a couple of Sims and people that are trying to revive Bloodlines, like, and to bring it back to the clothing thing at the same time. Is there's a girl, now she's probably the only one that they actually allow up in their store. And she's the one that make that the bites that Ginger likes for the, you know, where they rip out the heart and stuff.
Yeah, I've got those.
Yeah, because she has clothes and she has necklaces and all that. But she's allowed to be there in their store. But anybody else that makes anything, you know, whether it's the charm, the necklace, the apple, the garlic, any of it, they do not allow. And I don't understand the why. The money that you're making now would be chump change if you would just decide to step up to your sim and start having an event or two. You have everything in place.
These people are so backwards. They are so clinging to, it's ours. We made it. You can't play. You can't play in our sandbox. This is all our sand right here.
It's mine. Mine, I tell you, mine.
Well, you can play in my sandbox, but by the way, we're not gonna clean the sand. We're just going to look at you. Bring your own sand.
That sounded dirty. Get it?
It was dirty. It's very dirty. But so they're another one. They have a whole. Where's the line for their intellectual property? And there's a couple other people doing the same thing as Bloodlines now. There's another company that's trying to come up.
Mm-hmm.
They desperately need somebody to do marketing for them and to do their graphics, but because they don't look like they're as good as Bloodlines, because whoever did Bloodlines, great with graphics. But they do the exact same thing. They're trying to get together Sims and so on and so forth. But can Bloodlines go back and say, you stole this from us? Don't know.
I don't know. I mean, if it's all code is what it comes down to. If they wrote their own code, whether or not it's based off of the idea they got from Bloodlines, it's a whole other story now. If they'd stolen the code from any of the Bloodline objects, the HUDs, the blood vials, any of that, then, yeah, Bloodlines would have a leg to stand on. But if they wrote it all from scratch, even if it was based off of the original Bloodlines idea, I think Bloodlines is screwed.
Yeah, you haven't copyrighted the idea. That's not intellectual property. That is... Because, I mean, honestly, Bloodlines is based off of all the other fucking vampire shit that's out there. So
yeah.
The World of Darkness. And
yeah, exactly. So they can't even claim that the idea was theirs to begin with, because it wasn't. They based it off something else. So if somebody, like Ginger said, unless somebody copied exactly the code they used, the script they used, and copied exactly the design that they were using to make all this shit, then unless they did that, they have no right to say that, oh, you stole my stuff, you can't use that. That's not,
well, see, you know, that's an interesting thing with code, and I don't actually understand this in real life, even in Second Life. I think it'd be even harder to prove in Second Life, but let me take it to a code place. Let me get extremely geeky. Well, usually when you write code, if it's yours, a lot of programmers put their little name in somewhere, or they what they call comments it out.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. So a good coder can go through and find that and delete it and then go ahead and use it. So I've never understood, not even in the real world, how actually a coder can say, this is mine. You can say, well, I did this. See how I did this particular line of code? Well, maybe I came up with the same idea. How exactly can you prove this is yours? And in Second Life, even worse, because if somebody hands you a script, here's a prime example, and this was not even me trying to steal. Do you remember somebody had a couch on the marketplace for 80 lindens, and it is gorgeous. That was a couch that I had in my house, y'all, before it got picked
up. Okay, I think
the brown couch with the flowers and all that stuff.
Okay,
Whole set was 80 lindens, okay? But the person did not, you know, make it no copy, no mods. I went in and pulled the script out, copied, and I was working with it to put it inside something else to put in my house. Now, technically, I paid for it. I didn't steal it. But there was nothing stopping me from putting that code into a whole different couch and then selling it on the marketplace. The person couldn't come back and say, this is
my
code.
And that is their own fault right there.
Yep.
Because when you write the code inside Second Life, when you put it inside the script, you can actually lock that script tab itself.
They can.
A little note card script.
They can.
And you're not, yeah.
But there's ways around that even. I'm not going to share how.
We're not going to share all the hacking stuff with you. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You have to figure that out.
All the down the cold.
You'll find out later, but right on the air, we're not going to say shit.
Yeah, because we can't help the people to steal. And I find
that's
stuff by accident.
That anyways.
Look, and we know I find stuff by accident, which, by the way, Snow White, remind me to tell you what I found big by accident that I can't even talk about because we were getting so much trouble. They would come steal us. Yeah, we're...
I remember.
Yeah, that's we're in deep. I have to be quiet about that. We already spoke on it. If you want to know what I'm talking about, you can go listen to the news last week. But I cannot repeat it because now I've been told to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
No, you've been told to shut the hell up.
No. You did not. None of us are going to talk.
Damn.
This is not the small potatoes. They will come and get us.
This is true. This is true.
They will.
Oh, so this is like super serious business.
This is super serious business that I stumbled across the other night by accident.
Like
not in second life.
At your door in black clothes waiting to come take you away.
As long as they don't have the coat with the really long sleeves, I think you're all right. I'm just saying.
I much prefer those people.
Yes. Yeah. The people that would come after us, we don't want them to come. I love you.
There's no internet in prison.
Prison? You think that's where they're going to take us?
Wait a minute. If I talk, will y'all take me someplace where there is internet and computer access at all times?
Oh, do you not remember who I told you emailed me and told us shut the hell up?
No. I do.
Okay, they're not taking us where the internet
y'all.
Is.
Oh snap! It's almost time to go.
Yes, it is. We gotta get out.
Is it time to go?
It is. I'm looking for music. Hold on. Oh, we got 3 minutes. Wow, the time goes so quickly. I just enjoy this show.
We do. We need to get on here and have a discussion one night about all the stuff we get into.
We're going to have we talking about nothing show.
Talking about nothing but the trouble we stir up virtually.
Hey, I don't stir up any trouble virtually anymore. I'm a good girl.
I stir up trouble.
Eyebrow raised. Lies.
I was showing Corey some of my trouble earlier. That was minor trouble, though. That was more amusing to me.
All right, peeps. That is our cue. We're out of here. So, yeah.
I got boobs to take pictures of.
Yeah. Hi. You have band-aids over the nipples. And areola is yeah, so tune in Thursday. We'll have another show for you, and you will hear Corey and Junior tomorrow morning on the news.
Yay!
Why the hell it means so much?